President Bush plans to address the nation from the White House at 8 o'clock tonight, Eastern Time. He is expected to give Iraq's President Saddam Hussein a final chance to leave the country or face the prospect of war. The Iraqi news agency is reporting today that Saddam Hussein said his country once had weapons of mass destruction, but no longer has them. The United States, Britain, and Spain have abandoned efforts to win United Nations approval for military action against Iraq. The U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, John Negroponte, spoke about the decision this morning, as did Britain's Ambassador, Jeremy Greenstock.
As you know, we have worked very hard in the last few days in a final effort to seek a Council consensus on Iraq. In an effort to reunite the Council, the United Kingdom proposed last week an ultimatum which would challenge Iraq to take a strategic decision to disarm. Having held further discussions with Council members over the weekend and in the last few hours, we have had to conclude that Council consensus will not be possible in line with Resolution 1441. Given this situation, the co-sponsors have agreed that we will not pursue a vote on the draft UK-US-Spanish resolution in blue. The co-sponsors reserve their right to take their own steps to secure the disarmament of Iraq.
I would like to say that we associate ourselves fully with the statement made by Ambassador Greenstock.
Ambassador Negroponte said there was no need to pursue a second resolution.
It has been nearly 4.5 months since the Council unanimously adopted Resolution 1441. The government of Iraq has clearly failed to comply. Our governments believe that through acts of omission and commission, Iraq is now in further material breach. We advocated a second resolution because a united council would have shown it was intent on enforcing Resolution 1441. We believe that the vote would have been close. We regret that in the face of an explicit threat to veto by a permanent member, the vote counting became a secondary consideration. Thank you.
U.S. Ambassador John Negroponte. Secretary of State Colin Powell spoke this morning about the conflict with Iraq.
I think the time for diplomacy has passed. I think that's pretty clear. That's what the leaders were saying in the Azores yesterday. We used last evening and this morning to consult broadly around the world. We did. The British did. The Spanish did. A lot of people have been talking to each other this morning and overnight, and it became clear that it would be best at this time to withdraw the resolution, and I can think of nothing that Saddam Hussein could do diplomatically. I think that time is now over. He had his chance. He's had many chances over the last 12 years, and he has blown every one of those chances.
Secretary of State Colin Powell. NPR's Brian Naylor is at the White House. Can you add anything concerning the president's announcement tonight?
Bob, we know it's going to be in the Oval Office. Administration officials had considered at one point apparently holding it before a joint session of Congress. The problem is that the House isn't in, and a lot of the senators aren't back in town yet from their weekend. And so it looked as though the Oval Office would be a better bet. We don't know exactly how long the president will speak, but his message, according to spokesman Ari Fleischer, will be clear. The window for diplomacy has closed, and the only way for Iraq to avoid conflict will be for Saddam Hussein to leave the country. One other small little detail, according to the Associated Press, the president will warn humanitarian groups and news organizations with personnel inside Iraq that they should leave. Spokesman Fleischer said this morning that Baghdad is not a safe place to be.
When was this decision made to have the president speak?
Secretary of Powell, as he said, that the decision to end diplomatic efforts was made overnight and early this morning. There had been a lot of phone calls back and forth. The president spoke to the leaders of Britain and Spain. This is something that's clearly been in the works for some time. The president had speechwriters, we know, along with him on Air Force One during the flight to and from the Azores yesterday.
What else is happening at the White House today?
President is holding a lot of meetings, Bob. He already met with Secretary Powell, Attorney General Ashcroft, the FBI Director, Homeland Security Director Ridge. And later today, he'll have a visit from the Republican and Democratic congressional leaders. Presumably, he's going to fill them in on the decision to end diplomacy and what they can expect in the days ahead.
Haven't heard much from Congress. What are they doing?
Well, they've been debating a lot of, you know, other issues. They, of course, passed a resolution back in the fall about supporting the president on Iraq. Since then, they've been debating the budget and judicial nominations. And so a lot of items that seem to be a little bit sidebars, we can expect, although I'm sure we'll hear a lot of members, senators coming to the floor today and to the studios talking about Iraq.
And all this follows an unusual Sunday.
Well, right. Of course, the president traveled to the Azores, where he met with the leaders of Britain and Spain and Portugal. There were also a number of administration spokesmen making the rounds on the Sunday morning TV shows. Among them, a rare appearance by Vice President Cheney, who put in a pretty strong defense of his boss to criticisms that he is a cowboy. Cheney said as a Western, he didn't think that's necessarily a very bad idea, that he cuts to the chase, and that's exactly what the circumstances require.
NPR's Brian Naylor at the White House. There'll be more coverage of the conflict with Iraq on All Things Considered later today, and a live broadcast of the president's speech tonight on many of these NPR stations at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.